From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
On today's program, Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, continues his series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. The text for the message is verse 31. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Continuing to make application of these Old Testament accounts to the gospel of Jesus Christ, Dr. Cairns is portraying Jericho as a picture of the world, with the sword of God's judgment suspended over it. God's mercy to Rahab demonstrates the truth that he delights in saving sinners, notwithstanding the necessity of judging sin. As evil a sinner as Rahab was, when she believed what she heard about the God of Israel, her life was spared and her soul was saved. Rahab's salvation points up the infinite mercy of God, the infinite power of Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit to change the most depraved heart. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of a message entitled, Saved from Wrath by Faith. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text is found in Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 10. Art thou become like unto us? What must be the apostate professor's doom when his naked soul appears before God? How will he bear that voice? Depart, ye cursed! Thou hast rejected me, and I reject thee. Thou hast played the harlot and departed from me. I also have banished thee forever from my presence, and will not have mercy upon thee. What will be this wretch's shame at the last great day, when before assembled multitudes the apostate shall be unmasked? See the profane and sinners who never professed religion, lifting themselves up from their beds of fire to point at him. There he is, says one. Will he preach the gospel in hell? There he is, says another. He rebuked me for cursing, and was a hypocrite himself. Aha, says another. Here comes a psalm-singing Methodist, one who was always at his meeting. He is the man who boasted of his being sure of everlasting life, and here he is. No greater eagerness will ever be seen among satanic tormentors than in that day when devils dragged the hypocrite's soul down to perdition. Bunyan pictures this with massive but awful grandeur of poetry when he speaks of the back way to hell. Seven devils bound the wretch with nine cords and dragged him from the road to heaven in which he had professed to walk and thrust him through the back door into hell. Mind that back way to hell, professors. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Look well to your state. See whether you be in Christ or not. It is the easiest thing in the world to give a lenient verdict when one's self is to be tried. But, oh, be just and true here. Be just to all, but be rigorous to yourself. Remember, if it be not a rock on which you build, when the house shall fall, great will be the fall of it. Oh, may the Lord give you sincerity, constancy, and firmness, and in no day, however evil, may you be led to turn aside.
Thank you.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Paul said, "This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." You can take your Bible and find example after example. We look at Rahab and think of the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are people who don't like God saving sinners. The Pharisees didn't like it. You remember in Luke 15, they said, "This man receiveth sinners." And they didn't know the compliment they were paying the Lord. It was meant to be a mark of opprobrium. "This man receiveth sinners, and he eateth with them." The Lord Jesus looked at them on another occasion, and he said, "Verily I say unto you that the publicans and harlots go into the kingdom of God before you." Some of you are in this meeting this morning, and you were born into a Christian home. You were brought up in a Christian church. You've been taught by Christian teachers. You've been surrounded by every Christian influence. You would turn your nose up at the poor, down and out drunk, and the drug addict and the harlot. You have never walked their way. You've never sunk to their depths, but you'll go to hell while some of them go to heaven. Jesus said it. You may have never walked their way, but never for a moment think that's because you're intrinsically any better. The grace of God has surrounded you and kept you back from things that your heart and my heart are equally capable of doing. There is not a sin in the book. There's not a step that human feet can take, not a thought that human minds can think, not an action that human hands can do, that you or I are not utterly, totally, personally capable of doing, were it not for the preventing grace of God. There's no room for pride in any one of us. God delights to save the Rahabs. There was a king of Israel by the name of Manasseh, reigned, if my memory's right, 55 years over the southern kingdom, the tribes of Judah. He did evil. A wicked, wicked man, carried captive to Babylon because of his sin. And then in his trouble he sought the Lord. One of the loveliest pages in Old Testament history, you'll find it in 2 Chronicles 33, 12 and 13, when this wicked, vicious, rebellious king who had spent years in idolatry and bringing down the worship of the Lord and slandering the name of his own godly father, Hezekiah, by his wicked living, when he sought the Lord, God heard him. And God saved him. You remember the disciples were very, very surprised one day to find the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to another immoral woman at the well of Sychar, Jacob's well. This woman, out, I think, probably because no decent woman would rub shoulders with her, out at the well at a time of the day when women just didn't go to the well to draw their water, she found that Christ came by. And he said, "Give me to drink." She said, "You're speaking to me? You, a Jew, are asking me for a drink, and I'm a woman of Samaria?" The Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. The force of the original words there is very, very instructive. The Jews do not share a cup with the Samaritans. "I'm a Samaritan." She didn't say, "I'm also a poor, down-and-out, wicked, immoral wretch." But the Lord Jesus soon showed her heart. But yes, the Christ of God would come to the outcast of Samaria and save her. You take the whole church of Corinth. When God saved those people, he didn't find them in beautiful, ornate churches. He found them in heathen temples. He found them in brothel houses. He found them in Sodomite dens. That's where he found them. He goes down the list of all the filthiest and the wickedest sins. And remember, Corinth, that thriving city, was thriving in sin as well. It was one of the foulest places. To this day, to call someone a Corinthian is to call them by a name that says you're guilty of the greatest promiscuity. The Lord found these people in this wicked place, but he said, such were some of you. But I like the buts of the gospel. Ephesians 2, dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, etc., etc. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, hath quickened us together with Christ. So such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified. By this is the power of the mercy of God. In the early days of the Christian church, Christianity was assailed in many fronts. One of the most virulent of its assailants was a Jew by the name of Celsus. Celsus argued against Christianity on many, many fronts, but one thing that he said was, he said, the gospel is a sanctuary for very wicked, the word he used was flagitious people, because of the broad terms that it uses to approach sinners. This gospel comes to idolaters, it comes to wicked men and women, and it offers them pardon without works. It offers them immediate acceptance with God without any human purgatory or any such notion. He says, this Christianity is a sanctuary for the worst people in the world. He was answered by a man by the name of Oregon. A lot of things about Oregon I don't like, but I like his answer in this case. He said, the gospel is not merely a sanctuary for them to receive them. It is also a hospital to cure them. How true. This is not just a sanctuary for wicked people. This gospel is not just a place into which wicked sinners run. It is a place into which sinners come, and they are made saints by the grace of God. Gloriously and eternally saved. May I want every Christian here this morning to get this message in their heart, and to get encouragement and to get boldness and fearlessness to go out and to confront the sinners. We get scared away from big sinners. We see the big sinner. We see the marks of sin in their face. We hear the filth of sin from their mouth, and we become intimidated that, well, maybe we can't deal with them. Well, sure we can't deal with them. But there's power in the gospel of Jesus Christ to save the foulest and the vilest of sinners. The call from God to the church of Christ is to storm the battlements of hell, to go to the Jerichos of this world, to get to the Rahabs of this world, and to give them the gospel. Jesus is able to save. I quoted a great Puritan preacher a moment ago. He was observing why we can be so confident to preach the gospel to the greatest of sinners. And he said, the first reason is the infinity of God's mercy. You stop and look at yourself. Are you in hell today? No, thank God you're not. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you saved? You say, thank God I am. Well, my friend, the mercy that could reach from heaven above to earth beneath to save a sinner like you or me, that mercy is infinite. If God can save me, God can save anybody. The infinity of God's mercy. I think sometimes we straighten our God. I don't want to keep harping in one string, but I believe that we need to face this. I think we have reached the stage very largely in Orthodox Christianity. Thank God it's not universally so. But largely in Orthodox Christianity, we've reached the stage where we have reduced our orthodoxy to a mechanical theology, and we have lost the heartbeat of the love of Christ. We ourselves don't feel great mercy. Our first reaction is usually a reaction to condemn. Now, we have to be against sin. And we can't go soft on sin. But with that condemnation of sin, we need to have in our hearts a reflection of the mercy of our God. I feel sometimes that's largely missing. We're so busy condemning somebody because of their sin, we forget the mercy of God to save sinners. The second reason we're so confident in preaching to sinners is the infinity of the merits of Christ. There is power in the blood of the Lamb. Do we believe it? Is it a theory? Is it a mere theological proposition? Is it merely something that we wrap around ourselves as a cloak of orthodoxy? Oh yes, I believe in the substitutionary once for all atoning death of Jesus Christ. Yes, we believe it. But has it ever really gripped our heart? There is real cleansing, saving, delivering power in the blood of the Lamb. Who can tell the length and breadth and depth and height of the merit of Jesus Christ? You can't do it. It's infinite merit. Then the covenant of grace exempts no sin except the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. You can go to the drunk. You can go to the drug addict. You can go to the pervert. You can go to the immoral person. You can go to the liar. You can go to the thief. You can go to the Pharisee. You can go to the down and out. You can go to the up and out, to the rich and the poor, the black and the white. You can go wherever you can possibly reach in this world with the utmost assurance that God's grace can reach the deepest dyed sinner. And then, of course, the power of the Holy Ghost can change and sanctify the vilest heart. I love the way it was put. He can change a dunghill into a bed of spices. Let God's people grip that. But if you're in this meeting this morning and you're not saved, whether you think yourself a Rahab or whether you think yourself a better than Rahab, let me tell you, without Christ, you're a sinner. Without Christ, you're under condemnation. Without Christ, you're sitting in a world that's about to be visited with the awful, unspeakable anger of a holy God. I want to tell you, my friend, you can be saved. Whoever you are, whatever you are, whatever your past, whatever your present, whatever the internal filth, whatever the external filth, you can be saved. Rahab the harlot was saved.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.